With a lot of court issues, the only thing that's black and white is the ink and paper used to convey judicial decisions. And UW-Madison political science professor Donald Downs says there's no clear answer whether federal lawmakers can tell courts not to rule on gay marriage.
Surprisingly, in constitutional law, that is a kind of a gray area. It does certainly raise separation of powers questions.
Spurred by concern about so-called activist judges, House members approved the measure after the U.S. Senate refused to outlaw gay marriage in the Constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union considers the House vote discriminatory. Chris Amity, ACLU director for Wisconsin, says no group of persons should be shut out of the court. And Amity says limiting federal review of the Defense of Marriage Act would just complicate matters because state courts aren't likely to agree on gay marriage.
Without the final voice of the Supreme Court and uniformity under federal law, we very well could have legal chaos.
Efforts to curb court review came at the end of the congressional session and appear dead. But both Amity and Downs say fall elections will give the broader issue of gay marriage new life. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.